Hello.
Hello. Hi, good afternoon. Is there Angelia?
It is.
Hi, Angelia. My name is Alex. Good afternoon. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm not selling anything, okay? So I'm just conducting an opinion survey, and we would like to ask you a few questions about what you think about some issues facing your community and the nation. But first of all, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio,
No,
internet, or television?
not in my
No? Are
immediate
you...
household, no.
Okay. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
I am.
Okay. First question of the survey. What are the chances you will vote in November's general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50 and 50, or will you not vote?
I will vote.
You will vote. Are you certain to vote or probably will vote?
Certain.
Okay.
I'm going to put you on speaker.
Okay. That's okay. What is your age?
I'm 71.
Thank you. What racial or ethnic group best describes you?
I'm sorry, I couldn't understand that.
What racial or ethnic group best describes you?
Caucasian.
Caucasian? Okay. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. So,
Ten.
from 0 to 10,
Ten.
what's 10? Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. Okay? The first official, Sherrod Brown as senator. Do you approve or disapprove his job?
Approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Strongly? Okay. How about Joe Biden as president?
Strongly approve.
How about Marcy Kaptur as congresswoman?
Strongly approve.
How about Donald Trump as former president?
Strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just tell me that. Okay? First person,
Okay.
Marcy Kaptur. Are you favorable or unfavorable of this person?
Favorable.
Or never heard? Favorable? Okay. Are you very or somewhat?
Very.
How about Derek Mering?
I'm sorry?
How
Unfavorable.
about unfavorable? Okay. Okay. Is that somewhat or very?
Very.
Okay. How about Donald Trump?
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay. How about Democrats in Congress?
Very favorable.
How about Republicans in Congress?
Very unfavorable.
How about First Energy?
Unfavorable.
Somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
How about Joe Biden?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Now, if the election of U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
The Democrat.
Lean Democrat or Democrat?
The Democrat.
Thank you. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Robert F. Kennedy, or another candidate?
Democrat Joe Biden.
Democrat Joe Biden or Lean Democrat Joe Biden?
Democrat Joe Biden.
Thank you. And if the election for Senate were held today and candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote?
The Democrat Sherrod Brown.
Okay. Democrat Sherrod Brown or Lean Democrat Sherrod Brown?
Democrat Sherrod Brown.
And if the election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Merrick?
Democrat Marcy Kaptur.
Lean Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Democrat?
Definitely Democrat Marcy Kaptur.
Okay, perfect. Now, thank you for your time. We're almost done. Okay, we're just a few questions away to finish. Now, is there a chance you might consider voting? You might consider voting for Republican Derek Merrick, or would you say that there is no chance you will voting for Republican Derek Merrick?
No chance.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. Okay, the first statement said, Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal immigrants into America. It is time for a chance. Now, does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference?
It makes no difference. I'll still vote for Marcy Kaptur.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you some statements people have made about Republican Derek Merrick. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or make no difference. If the statement makes you more likely to vote for them, or you don't think it's true, please say so. Now, the first statement says, nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Merrick voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Merrick even voted no on that. So, will that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, not true to vote for this person?
Much less likely.
I'm sorry?
I'm much less likely to vote for Derek Merrick.
Much less likely? Okay. Now, the next statement says, in the state legislature, Derek Merrick sells extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and legal signs for lawmakers' offices, while working families are struggling to make ends meet. The last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. Will that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, no different, more likely, or that's not true?
Much less likely.
Okay. Now, next statement. After making money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Mary was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now, our utility rates are through the roof as we put the bill for Mary's corruption. Would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or that's not true?
Much less likely.
Now, next statement. Let's see. Okay. In the state legislature, Derek Marin supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As major water deal, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also putting employees sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marin will stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and will raise the retirement age. Would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, no different, more likely, or that's not true?
Much less likely.
Okay. The next statement says, as a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Merritt wrote legislation to end mandatory lease-buyout testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on credit. Would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, no different, more likely, or just not true?
Much less likely.
Thank you. Now, and the last statement says, Derek Marin has a long and dangerous record of fighting to take away women's reproductive rights, even through the borders of Ohio, voted overwhelmingly to keep abortion access legal. Marin supports a federal ban that will overturn Ohio's law and make abortion illegal even in the case of rape or incest. Marin even wrote legislation that could ban access to IVF treatment. Would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, no different, more likely, or that's not true?
Much less likely.
Thank you. We're almost done. Now, based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marin, or would you still vote for Marin?
He's a Republican. I won't vote for him.
Okay. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. So I'll ask again, if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Marin?
Democrat Marcy Kaptur.
Okay. Lean Democrat Marcy Kaptur or definitely Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Definitely Democrat Marcy Kaptur.
And what would you say is the primary reason to not to vote for Republican Derek Marin?
I'm sorry, say that again, please.
And what would you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Marin?
Just like nearly every position I've ever found out he took.
I'm sorry, what was that again? It's low, I'm sorry, so I can note it.
I dislike his positions on almost every single issue.
Thank you. Okay, and what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
17 years.
I'm sorry?
I have an advanced degree.
An advanced degree?
Yes.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
A Democrat.
A strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Very strong Democrat.
Thank you. How important is politics to your personal identity?
It's very important.
Is it very important? Thank you. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
None of your business.
Okay, thank you. No, not a problem. That's okay. That's your answer. That's okay. Don't worry. Now, and that was the last question of the survey. Thank you. We really appreciate your answers, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Sure, and have a good rest of your day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.